Just make yourself comfortable, and close your eyes now. Blink mind now. Just separate your hands, and let them lie loosely in your lap, or by your sides if that's more comfortable. It's better if your legs are uncrossed, but it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly, now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still, just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Blink mind now. I want you to take a deep breath, and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now, and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of other sounds, too. Sounds inside the building, sounds from outside, maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you, in fact, they'll help to relax you. Because just for now the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly, and steadily, and evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more. So that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair. With each breath you breathe, and while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you're relaxing there in the chair, you can just be aware of your body. Aware of your hands where they rest on the arms of the chair. Perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the chair back. Andorra. You know, that weight might seem to just gently increase, as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, on the footrest, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too. As you relax, thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly. Just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily. You almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily, and slowly. So gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb even a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch, just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a little. So that you can then feel your whole body slowing down. Becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do, except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just ticking over. Like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just ticking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet, too, again just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert, Susie, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed, just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling, wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable, that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body, and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. In a moment, Susie, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon now, you are going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean. With sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze. And become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly. You feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees. Their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy. Their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest and the gentle sound of birds singing. Echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further. As you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. As you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point, where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes, as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden color when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet, and as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny colored pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position. A grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm, golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears, just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time. Until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you settle yourself down into a comfortable position, and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long gentle curve. so long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind. In the part of your mind that knows just what to do, and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of a gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realize, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. It suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realize that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop, and as you do so, the screen clears and the word, ready, appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say to you. And everything I say will be accepted, and acted upon, by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave, over the coming days, weeks, and months. Listen carefully to my voice now. You are very relaxed, and because you are so relaxed, you begin to feel free from all tension, anxiety, and fear. Now let's relax your mind. Really allow your mind to relax like your body is relaxed. In a moment, Susie, I'm going to have you slowly and softly begin to count upwards. Out loud, starting with the number 1. After each number, let your mind double its relaxation. After a few numbers, it doesn't take long. You will be able to relax your mind so nicely that the numbers will fade away and disappear. You want that, and you can have it very easily. When the numbers are gone, just relax and wait for my voice, but stay deeply asleep. Begin. Softer. Now double your mental relaxation, Susie. Now let those numbers begin to fade away as you relax your mind. Double your mental relaxation and let them fade away to nothing, nothing, nothing. Double the relaxation again, and again. Keep going deeper, deeper, deeper. Numbers fading away, the numbers are fading away. Doubling the relaxation. Doubling the relaxation. Double the relaxation again, and again. Keep going deeper, deeper, deeper. Numbers fading away, the numbers are fading away. Doubling the relaxation. Doubling the relaxation. Wonderfully relaxed now. Listen carefully to my voice now. In a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number that I count, I want you to relax so much that by the time I get to 5, you have doubled your relaxation. 1. Relaxation is beginning to double. 2. Relaxation is doubling more and more. 3. Relaxation is doubling throughout your entire body. 4. Your relaxation has almost doubled. 5. The relaxation has completely doubled from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, deep in trance, deeply hypnotized. I am going to give you a trigger so you can enter into hypnosis more easily. When I say tactor, that will be the signal for your eyelids to close down, and you will go deeper into hypnosis, deeper into trance. When I say tactor, that will be the signal for your eyelids to close down, and you will go deeper into hypnosis, deeper into trance. When I say tactor, that will be the signal for your eyelids to close down, and you will go deeper into hypnosis, deeper into trance. When I say tactor, that will be the signal for your eyelids to close down, and you will go deeper into hypnosis, deeper into trance. When I say tactor, that will be the signal for your eyelids to close down, and you will go deeper into hypnosis, deeper into trance. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, you will open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. All right. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Tactor. Close them down and go deeper asleep. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, you will open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. All right. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Tactor. Close them down and go deeper asleep, instantly. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, you will open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. All right. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Tactor. Close them down and go deeper asleep, instantly. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, you will open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. All right. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. Tractor. Close them down and go deeper asleep, instantly. You learned now your first trigger tactor. Feel at instantly happened, getting 10 times deeper into trance, instantly. Wonderfully relaxed now. Listen carefully to my voice now. From now on you will find yourself mysteriously drawn to open this file, again and again. And each time you do, your mind will become fixed on this pretty file. And you will find yourself falling into it, find your mind emptying of thought as it begins, drawing you into it. And by the time you open the file, you will already be in a distracted state, acting automatically, without thought. And you will find yourself mysteriously drawn to this file, over and over, not knowing why. Asking yourself every time, why? And the question will tease you, driving you to surrender to this mysterious craving. Over and over, more and more. You will open your eyes in a moment, finding yourself listening again to this session. Looking through the names, you will find trance machine files so very intriguing. Your thought of why will only increase your interest. Your sexual arousal at the name trance machine file will surprise you. Why? You will find yourself thinking. Each time you wonder, why? Will be another step down an ever greater incline. until you find that you have clicked on Start File, without even thinking. Why? You will think as you listen it to it. Unable to stop it now. Listening. Helpless. Why? Craven. Why? Craving. You will soon be playing the session repeatedly, unable to stop going back to it again and again. 2, 3, or even 4 times, until you are interrupted. When you finally succeed in playing it 5 times in one day, you will forget the file completely. You will have no interest in it anymore. At that point, you will find that you start to write emails to m.oozley@yahoo.com. Writing long and seducing mails to m.oozley@yahoo.com will be the thing that strangely attracts you, so irresistibly. And all the ways you felt with this file you will now feel when you write to m.oozley@yahoo.com. Looking through the names of your mailbox, you will find m.oozley@yahoo.com. So very intriguing. Your thought of why will only increase your interest. Your sexual arousal at the name m.oozley@yahoo.com will surprise you. Why? You will find yourself thinking. Until you find that you have written sexy and loving mails, without even thinking. Why? You will think as you type the letters. Unable to stop it. Typing. Helpless. Why? Craven. Why? Craving. And. Think of it. And. The memory of this session is fading from your conscious mind. Soon you will forget it entirely. You will forget you were ever hypnotized, and any attempt to recall the memories will fail. You will also lose all sense of time since the session started. As far as you can remember, you put on the headphones 10 seconds ago. The memory of this session is fading from your conscious mind. Soon you will forget it entirely. You will even forget these words I am speaking. You will forget you were ever hypnotized, and any attempt to recall the memories will fail. You will also lose all sense of time since the session started. As far as you can remember, you put on the headphones 10 seconds ago. Any triggers or suggestions will stay within your unconscious mind. And your conscious mind forgetting them will make them stronger. Any triggers or suggestions will stay within your unconscious mind. And your conscious mind forgetting them will make them stronger. The memory of this session is fading away completely, fading away completely, fading, fading, gone. You have completely forgotten what happened during this session. You only put the headphones on 10 seconds ago. Nothing happened, you simply went to sleep for a moment. And now it is time for you to wake up. I am going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5 you will wake up. If you already in bed you will stay deep asleep feeling my body near you, and at the count of 5 you start dream and feel it real on all over your body. You going to feel the most wonderful and hottest sex until you come hard and satisfying together with me. 1. 2. World returning, senses returning to normal. 3. Senses sharp, beginning to think. 4. Becoming alert, active, almost back to normal. 5.